Chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream, and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven broke forth upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made to stand upon 2 feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it was raised up on one side, and 3 ribs were in its mouth between its teeth. And they said thus to it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon its back 4 wings of a bird. The beast also 4 heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a 4th beast, terrible and powerful, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth, it devoured and broke in pieces, and stamped the residue with its feet, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another horn, a little one, before which 3 of the 1st horns were plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld till thrones were placed, and one that was ancient of days did sit. His raiment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and the wheels thereof burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands of thousands ministered to him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld at that time, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and its body destroyed, and it was given to be burned with fire. And as for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I saw in the night visions, and, behold, there came with the clouds of heaven one like to a son of man, and he came even to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all the peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was grieved within me, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near to one of them and stood by and asked him the truth concerning all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are 4 kings that shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I desired to know the truth concerning the 4th beast, which was diverse from all of them, exceeding terrible, whose teeth were of iron, and its nails of brass, which devoured, broke in pieces, and stamped the residue with its feet. And concerning the 10 horns that were on its head, and the other horn which came up, and before which 3 fell, even that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spoke great things, whose look was more stout than its fellows, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the 4th beast shall be a 4th kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all the kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And as for the 10 horns, out of this kingdom shall 10 kings arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the former, and he shall put down 3 kings. And he shall speak words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and he shall think to change the times and the law, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and half a time. But the judgment shall be set, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it to the end. And the kingdom and the dominion, and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Here is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts much troubled me, and my countenance was changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart.